Hi everyone, it's Angela here. Are you a new listener to our podcast? You might like to listen to our new intro track. You can find it on our main podcast page at teaandthetreetops.com. It's only 3 minutes long, but you can find out about our podcast, the sorts of things we like to talk about, and a little bit about Philippa and I as well. Thanks very much for listening. Welcome to episode 34 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. I'm Angela.
And I'm Philippa, and this is the official podcast of the Tea in the Treetops book review blog. Today is Sunday, October 18th.
And today is going to be a bit of a short and sweet episode. We're just going to talk about what we've been reading and what we're up to, because November is going to be chock full of booky stuff, and we'll have a lot to talk about then, so we'll just keep it short for now. We're a bit flat out right now. So do you want to start?
All right. So I had an absolutely crazy... So the last 2 weeks I've been pretty quiet on the reading front, but then the 2 weeks before that I went absolutely gangbusters, and I can't remember exactly which books I said I had read last time. But so things that I recently read, in any case, was I read the Magnus Chase... Sort of Summer, which is like the first book in his new Gods of Asgard series by Rick Riordan, and that was fantastic. So if you haven't gotten into Percy Jackson, I've already done a review on the website, but if you haven't read Percy Jackson or any of the Heroes of Olympus series, this is good, because you don't have to read that 10 books. You can just start with this one and you get the really great Rick Riordan sort of wit and snark.
Is that a middle grade thing, or is it more
This one's probably, I'd say, a YA, just because it's quite a hefty size book. The Percy Jackson series is the perfect... I'd say it's comparable with the last couple of Harry Potter books. Same with Percy Jackson's probably the end side of Harry Potter.
Teen kind of...
13, early, yeah. Well, look, I don't know, maybe a bit younger, 10 to 15, I think would have been fantastic. Really full of adventure type thing. Anyway, the review's out already. It's a great book. If you haven't read Rick Riordan, I think this is a great one to start with. It's just a fantastic novel. And then I also read Walk on Earth a Stranger by Ray Carson. So I wasn't sure what I was going to think of this one. I picked it up on Edelweiss, whatever it's called. I can never say that right. I picked it up because it was by Ray Carson, and she had a really popular trilogy that I only read the first one. I think it's called A Girl of Fire and Thorns.
Yes,
off the top of my head.
Yeah, I heard that one.
And I read it and didn't mind it, but I never continued with the series, but it was quite popular, so I thought I'd give this one a go. It was sort of Gold Rush, Wild West America.
Okay.
So it was not a topic that is normally in a YA novel. I can't think of another Wild West style YA book in any case.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really sure what I'd think of it, but I really liked it. I don't know if it would be for everyone. It's very much a journey book in the fact that they're trekking. So they leave their hometown, and she disguises herself as a boy, and she's trekking to get to California where the latest gold rush is, because she has a magical ability where she can sense gold.
I thought there was some magic.
Yeah,
involved,
so she can sense gold. But she hides it and she doesn't tell anybody about it.
Okay.
So anyway, it's about the trek, and it really is a bit, in a lot of ways, it's more a historical book than it is a magic book, because the magic doesn't come into it very much, while the actual journey, I'm assuming, is actually quite historically accurate. And there's a lot of issues, because back then, obviously, things were not, you know, it was a lot harder to trek across country, you know, in the 1800s than it is today.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that. I don't know if everybody else would, but I thought that was... I was surprised with how much I enjoyed that one. That was a lot of fun. And then I've started reading, and I have to admit, I've been reading it for like the last 2 weeks, and it's not that the book isn't good. It's actually quite an entertaining book. I just read too much in one hit. and I just have had to have a bit of a break. So I'm reading A Madness So Discreet by Mindy McGinnis at the moment, and it's set in an insane asylum back in Jack the Ripper days. So it's quite gothic and a bit dark, but it's really interesting, and it's about a mental patient who, like back then basically you got thrown into a cell, an insane asylum, for virtually nothing. So anyway, she's quite wealthy family, but she fell pregnant. I don't know the whole backstory, but I'm assuming it's like a relative or family friend that's raped her or something like that. Okay. I don't know. She fell pregnant, and anyway, she got dumped into an insane asylum for the pregnancy. In any case, right at the very beginning, she loses a baby due to basically torture, and this doctor who basically performs lobotomies has squirreled her out, and now she's working with him, and his actual side passion is investigating murders and basically very early forensics and criminology. So anyway, this appears to be how the story's going, and it's really interesting. It sounds quite morbid.
Yeah, sounds a bit grisly, really.
It does, but it's not. Look, they like most YA stuff, it kind of glosses a little bit over that.
Okay.
I mean, it was a bit sad about the baby loss. I thought that was pretty full on.
Yeah.
But it was glossed over as well, like, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I think it's going to be quite good. I feel really bad that it's taking me so long to read it, but it's not. It's nothing to do with the book in any case.
Yeah.
So what about you? What have you recently read?
Yeah, I read Zeros by Scott Westerfeld, Margot Lanigan and Deborah Biancotti, three Aussie authors, although Scott Westerfeld is an American, but, you know, he's an honorary Aussie. And that is, it took me a while to get through that one because it is fairly long, but it was great. I really enjoyed it. I didn't get a lot of time to read that week, and I sort of read it in fits and starts, but it was sort of this group of kids. It's set in America, which I found a bit weird. I assumed it would be set in Australia, but it's not. It's California or somewhere. But anyway, this group of teenagers who have superpowers, basically, they're not like, you know, flying or super strength or anything. They're like things like being able to control the emotion of a crowd and being able to stop yourself from being noticed by people. It was like really interesting sort of take on.
So more mental telepathy branches of that type thing.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. One of the girls is able to control and destroy electronic equipment and things, like mentally kind of thing. It's just a slightly different take on it. So it's not powers that are really particularly useful. It's just a thing that they have that they have to try and live with to get by in society. So, but they do try to use their powers for good instead of evil. It's very fast paced, like it's sort of, it's an action kind of adventure story. So I recommend that one. It was really good. And then I read The Immortal Heights by Sherry Thomas, which is the third book in, I think it's called Elemental series, but it's a trilogy that this is the final book. And I really enjoyed, I think the first one's called The Burning Sky. I really enjoyed it because it's actually like set in Victorian times, but there's like a mage society. It's a bit like Harry Potter. There's a mage society, and then there's like a muggle society, for want of a better word. And they're kind of separate. A bit like Harry Potter. The girl in it ends up being on the run from the baddies, and she actually goes and hides out disguised as a boy at Eton College.
Okay.
And pretends to be a student at Eton College, and she, like, there's a really beautiful love story in it that's very, it's quite subtle to start with, but then there's no love triangle or anything, they're just together, so that's really nice. But yeah, the first and second books were fantastic, I really loved them. The third one was good, but it just sort of tailed off at the end, like there wasn't quite as epic as I wanted it to be. But anyway, my review's up of that one, so if you're interested in that kind of elemental magic, but a Victorian, like Eton College.
Historical? And,
Yeah, kind of. It's not heavy on the historical side of things, but I used to live like right down the road from there, so I loved the kind of references to places that I actually recognise. So that was good. And then I blew through Soundless by Rochelle Mead, which is a new one of hers that's coming out in a few weeks' time. It's a new series. It's actually kind of a standalone. I'm not sure if there's more in that series.
I was of the impression that it's already... Look, I could be completely wrong on this. I should fact check before I talk, but I think that it is a trilogy. I think she's already started a second book, and I think that it's already been picked up. The rights have been picked up to this one.
Oh, wow. It could actually be wrong. Make a really amazing show or movie.
Yeah.
It would make a good movie, I think, because it's quite short. It's only like 260 pages or something. But it's about this village that is like in ancient China, or, you know, a long ago China, up on top of a mountain, and they're isolated from the rest of the world. And they just get food sent up on a zip wire, and they send medals down because there's like a mine up there that's got loads of like silver and gold and stuff. And
there are actually places in the world where the only way you can get to the family is via zip line. Yes, it looks incredibly dangerous,
especially in the southern parts of China. Yeah,
I don't know if it was China where I'm thinking. I thought it was maybe Peru, but anyway, it definitely
I'm sure
happens.
There are definitely places like that. But anyway, what's happening is they only send the bare minimum amount of food, so they're very sort of hungry all the time.
Okay.
And I probably should start by saying the entire village is deaf. All of them are deaf.
Are they some sort of monk-like people?
No. Okay. There are artists there that have, there's a school there for artists, but they're not like sort of fine artists. They're more for recording the day-to-day happenings of the village. So the whole, sometime in their past, they've all gone deaf, and the generations since then have no hearing, so they just sign to each other. The people who work in the mine and that have started also going blind, and when you basically you're useless to the village when you're blind and deaf, you can't communicate with anybody, you just have to sit there and wait for someone to give you food. So it's becoming kind of desperate because people have started going blind, and it's getting more and more, and they're all a bit sort of, they're sending less medals, so they're getting less food up. So anyway, they decide, the girl whose name is Faye, I think, and one of the boys end up deciding to climb down the mountain and find out what's going on. So basically it's a story about discovering what's happening with the village and trying to fix it. So there is a bit of a supernatural element to it, but it's very, it's not until quite near the end, and it's there's a lot of sort of Chinese culture, I think, in it. Although I'm not sure how actually sort of analogous to real, to current China it is, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. It's quite fast-paced because it's short, so it has to be. I think it would make a great movie.
Okay.
So I'll be interested to see how that goes.
I could be completely just off on a complete tangent now. We will check it before we post this.
Yes. Well, I haven't... I've only read Vampire Academy. I haven't read any of her other stuff. And
so you've only read the first book of one of her series. See, she is, to me, her first books are generally quite slow because she does a lot of setting up and world building.
Yeah.
And then the story's just bang, bang, bang after that.
Yeah, see, I haven't
felt that way with Game Board of the Gods, and I felt that way with Vampire Academy. So both of which are excellent series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. It's been a very long time since I read Vampire Academy, so I don't really remember, but all I can remember is the awful movie.
Oh, yeah. I can't bring myself to watch that, even as a joke, for a second time.
Anyway, I recommend that one, Soundless. I think it's coming out early November.
Yeah.
So I was just going to mention that I also finally caught the Avengers, the second Avengers movie, Age of Ultron.
I haven't watched any of them. I'm so behind. I really need to. I haven't even watched the Thor movies.
Oh, well, you'll have to get into them. I mean, they're very
action-packed
explosions and stuff.
Lying. I might have watched the first Avengers when it came out. Does that Black Widow?
Is it where all of them get together?
No, I have watched the first one. It was excellent.
Yes, and it's one of my son's favourite movies at the moment. He loves to watch it over and over again. Yeah. The second one is really kind of a bit complicated and lots of, sort of induced visions and stuff from the different characters. And I don't think Matthew would get that at all.
Okay.
I think he'd be I was having trouble keeping up with what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit confusing. But there are some really great kind of action parts to it. So it's worth a watch just to... and also the guy who Ultron, the baddie, is played by James Spader.
Oh, nice.
So he's really good as a baddie.
I still remember James Spader from the original Stargate.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry.
I loved that movie when it first came out.
So did I.
I think I went to see it at the movies.
I saw it three times. I saw it three times in the cinema anyway.
Yes. Anyway, so that's worth a watch. It's really good. And the other thing that's funny about that is that we actually, before I'd watched the movie, we were at the library, and my son picked up a copy of the sort of children's version of the comic of Age of Ultron. So it's basically a book of the movie, in a comic format. Oh, no, it's not a comic. It's an actual book. That's right. It's got words and pictures to go with it. So I read part of it to him after I'd watched the movie, and I thought, oh, this has actually done a pretty good job of explaining what's going on, to be honest. And then I let him watch the beginning of the movie because it's a real big action scene right at the start, and it's got all of the Avengers in it. And he goes, oh, this is the movie of the book. No, it's the other way around. It's the book is the book of the movie. He's like, oh. He was a bit confused. But anyway, it gets a bit scary in the middle, and, you know.
He wasn't so keen on the
I don't think. No, I'd sort of turned it off after a few minutes because I didn't think he'd get it.
Considering my children find Beauty and the Beast scary. The beginning with the Beast. So.
Anyway, all right.
So, coming up.
So, at the moment, I'm reading Ice Like Fire by Sarah Rasch.
Which is on my next to read list. Yep.
So that's the second book after Snow Like Ashes.
Mm-hmm. Which I loved. You were...
I liked it. I liked it. But I don't know. It was okay. The second one's... I've only read like the first sort of 20%. So it's okay so far.
Time will tell.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've got so much coming up though. So many books coming out in the next month or so.
I know.
So I've got like a big list. Well, we've got... next week, I think it is, the 21st or so, Illuminae is coming out by Jay Kristoff and Amy Kaufman, and really looking forward to that. It's got a lot to live up to. There's a lot of hype, but I haven't managed to get a copy of it yet, so I'm going to try and head out on the release day and buy one, I think. It's the only way I'm going to get it.
I've got the electronic advanced copy. I've got to read it. I haven't read it yet. Yes. That's my other to read book. Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing that's coming out soon, there's other things coming out soon. We've got the next book in the, with the final winter, final book in Marissa and Luna Chronicles by Marissa Meyer. So I'm going to try and reread the series before then because I've been finding that really helpful with other series.
Yep.
So Cinder is on my list, hopefully. I've got the Obi-Newton Chronicles. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to read it.
That's a big series because the books get pretty hefty towards the end.
So Red Queen's coming out at the start of November. We'll be hopefully having a chat to Isabel at some point in the next few weeks. I'm going to try that out.
She's at Supernova.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll just try and reread the last, like the previous book or something, or flick through it at least.
You might have to give me a concise synopsis. See, my reading time is going to be pretty short in November.
Yep, hopefully we can get a hold of that book soon. And I've got lots of other books on my list, so I'm not going to go through them all now. It's too hard.
Okay. Well, the two main ones that I've got coming up is Ice Like Fire by Sarah Rasch and Illuminae by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. So we're both going to read them. We'll have to do joint reviews.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots of books that we're both reading at the moment.
That's right, we have.
If you're going to do Soundless, maybe we can...
do a joint review of that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
I'll try and squish that in maybe this week.
So, are you reading anything with Caitlin at the moment?
So, Caitlin has gotten completely hooked on this series by an Australian author called Emily Rodder. Her main series that she's really well known for is Del Toro Quest, of which I've not read and is much too old for Caitlin, but she's really hooked on this little series of books. I think there's like 9 of them in the series, Fairy Realm series, and they're quite sweet. Like for a 4.5-year-old, they're fine. Like they're fine for her to pick up. Quite simple, sweet little fairy stories set in the Blue Mountains where her grandma lives, and So they've been really good. And yeah, it's definitely set in Australia, and I love it because we're listening to them on audiobooks as she goes to sleep, and that's completely free via the Borrow Book app, the Borrow Box app that we got through Brisbane City Council Library, and I think I talked about that last podcast, maybe the one before.
Yep, that's good. Well, I think that's all we've got to talk about today. It's only going to be a shorty, but that's okay. So
people might be willing to listen to our big long ones in November, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've got a few events going on in there, so we might talk to some people and organise a few more interviews and stuff like that.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a big couple of months, I think.
That's right.
So if you want to send us any feedback or suggestions, you can email us at contact@teaandthetreetops.com, or you can get in touch with us via Twitter @teatreetops.
You can also find a list of all the books and other things we've talked about in this episode, as well as all our book reviews at the Tea in the Treetops blog, teaandthetreetops.com. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll catch you again in a few weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.